Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes, sir.
For the things he has done.
That's right.
The things that he is doing.
Yes.
Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you for a few moments today, could you please turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. When you have it, say amen.
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 And if you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto the Lord.
Amen.
That's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And it reads, there has no temptation taken you,
that's right,
but such as is common to man.
That's right.
But God is faithful,
yes, sir,
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able,
mm-hmm,
but will with the temptation,
that's right,
also make a way to escape,
that's right,
that ye may be able to bear it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
May the Lord add a blessing,
yes,
to the reading,
amen,
and the ears of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I explained to Minister Raft, I'm a piggyback on what he said on last week.
Right.
Amen. His message was a breakthrough requires a try,
yeah,
to break through.
Yeah.
He told us that you're going to suffer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But we suffer for Christ's sake.
That's it.
And don't suffer to be a busy body.
My Lord. My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And other persons matter.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You're going to go through some things,
yes, sir,
in this,
amen,
life.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're going to go through some things in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Before I give you the text, how many times in our life that we have lost a loved one, and we hear the saying, God won't put no more on you,
mm-hmm,
than you could bear.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many times we've been sick, down and out.
Well,
then we hear the saying, God won't put no more on you than you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How many times that you have problems in your life?
Well.
Situations come up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear the word saying that God won't put no more on us.
That's right.
Than what we could bear.
Yeah.
There have been countless of times we heard that phrase.
That's right.
How do you think a mother feel when she have to go and identify her child?
My Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
And people come to say, God won't put no more on you than you could bear.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, it's been so good to us.
Yes.
You have heard it from someone trying to console you. Whether you're facing death, terminal illness, loss of employment, any type of tragedy,
well,
beyond our control, we heard to say it. God won't put no more on you than you could bear.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen good people,
well,
lose out on God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They quit church.
Yeah.
Wind up losing everything they had.
Mm-hmm.
when life get too hard to bear, they begin to think within themselves whether or not I'm saved.
Well.
And we begin to think, is there some sin in my life that I haven't confessed? Or some folks will say, God is mad at me.
Well.
He punishing me. Mm-hmm. When you go through those things, God won't put no more on you than you could bear.
That's right.
When life becomes more than you could bear, that's the text I want to use this morning. When life become more than you could bear, one of the wrong assumptions we have as Christians is that we fail to realize that we're going to go through some things. We as Christians are not exempt from going through situations.
Amen.
Where we feel like we are powerless. We are helpless. And we are hopeless. We feel we will never be in a situation where we find ourselves in a place where all our options are closed to us. That is a wrong assumption. Do you know, church? I have searched. There's nowhere in the Bible that God said he will put no more on us than we could bear.
Amen.
The Bible says that there has no temptation taking you but such as come to me. There's a difference.
Amen.
Between a temptation and a trial.
That's right.
That is a big difference.
That's right.
A trial is a test.
Yes, sir.
An examination. A situation that tests your endurance, your forbearance, your patience, your self-control.
Yes, sir.
That's what a trial is.
Well,
1 Corinthians 3:13 tell us, every man work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
That's right.
And the fire shall try every man work of what sort it is.
That's right.
Church, what I read to you out of 1 Corinthians about there's no temptation. This scripture is saying that God is not going to let a temptation come against you that you will not be able to bear.
That's right.
When the temptation comes, he will also create a way of escaping.
That's right.
Amen. And you got to realize he was in all point tempted as we were.
Yeah.
Yet.
That's right.
Without sin.
That's right.
God knows how tough temptation is.
Mm-hmm.
How tough temptation can be.
Yes, sir.
So he provides us a way out.
Yeah.
So it won't be so hard for us to bear.
All right. Amen.
The Bible tell us, the song tell us to yield not to temptation.
Amen.
For yielding is sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Satan can come and solicit you all day long.
Yes, sir.
Well,
but when you yield to it,
yes, sir.
That becomes a sin.
Amen.
And we must understand temptation come to all of us.
Amen.
And it has nothing to do with the trials of life.
Mm-hmm.
When that mother lost that child.
Yes, sir.
When you got a loved one that is sick. That's a trial.
Well,
that is not temptation.
That's right.
That is a trial.
Amen.
God is he's testing your patience, your endurance, seeing whether or not you be able to handle. Man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
Yep.
And enticed. James 1 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
We got to understand, church, if God never allow more on us than we could bear, we will need God.
All right.
We need him.
Yes, sir.
Because some of these burdens that are laid upon us, we need him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We need him. God has made provisions for our safety and our soul when life becomes more than we can bear.
Yes, sir.
Church, all of us are going through some things.
Amen. Amen.
All of us got some type of issues going on in our life.
Yes, right.
And if you don't have nothing,
amen,
keep on living.
Yes, sir.
Keep on living.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come to your doorstep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's going to come to you.
Yes.
It's going to come to you. But be a good chick.
Yep.
Jesus said, I have overcome.
That's right. That's right.
That you may live. Don't worry. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18 and 10 say, and the righteous run it to it.
Mm.
And they are safe. Psalms of Solomon 2 and 1 say, he is the lily of the valley.
All right. All right.
He is the rose of Sharon. No matter what you're facing,
yes,
church,
yes.
He is God 7 days a week.
Yes, sir.
12 months of the year.
Yes, sir. Right.
365 days of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he has made provisions.
Yes, sir.
To get us out of our Job 5 and 19 tell us, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles.
Yes, sir.
Yea, in 7 thou shalt no evil touch thee.
Right.
That is assurance.
That
telling me Monday through Friday that if you have trouble, that more than what you could bear, God will deliver you. If you continue to trust in him, he will let no evil touch you. He is God 7 days a week. He doesn't slumber nor sleep.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And he never goes on vacation.
Amen.
All right. All right.
And if you go on vacation and you need God,
amen,
he is there.
All right. All right.
Wherever you go, God is there.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because church, on Monday, you can have the rest assurance. And on Tuesday, you can have peace.
Right.
On Wednesday, you can have comfort.
Yes, sir.
And on Thursday, you can prevail.
Yeah.
And on Friday, you can rise up and say, for God I live. And for God I die. And on Saturday, you can sing, victory is mine.
Yes, sir.
And on Sunday, You can come to church and worship and say, I will trust in the Lord.
Yes, sir. All right. That's right.
Monday through Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Or Sunday through Monday.
All right.
God is the same.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
7 days a week.
Amen.
For he said in his word, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden.
Yes, sir.
I will give you rest.
Yes, sir.
He is an on-time God.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, he is. Do you know, church? 365 days in a year. Do you know in the Bible, there is fear not 365 days. I mean 365 times. Fear not is in the Bible 365 times. See, God got it all covered. Each and every day of all of life. Fear not is covered 365 days.
Amen.
Of the year.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
One for each day of the year. Fear not, for I am God.
Yeah.
And beside me, there is no another.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not. Proverbs 3:23 states, then shall they walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Mm-hmm. Be not afraid of sudden fear when it come, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Church, that is assurance. Whatever we need, God got it. When life is more than what you could bear.
Yeah.
Psalms 56:3-4 tell us, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God will I praise his word.
Yes, sir.
In God I have put my trust.
Right.
I will not fear what flesh can do unto me.
Yes,
sir. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 tell us, we are troubled on every side.
Well.
Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Mm-hmm. Cast down, but not destroyed.
All right.
Because I trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why, church? Because when life is more than we can bear, God has made a provision for our safety and rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Church, I'm winding up.
I'm winding up.
When life is more than you could bear,
yes, sir.
Call on Jesus.
Amen.
He is there for you.
Mm-hmm.
When your burden gets so heavy, call on Jesus.
Yes. That's right.
He's there for you each and every day of your life.
Amen.
He's there for you.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All our sin and grief to bear.
That's right.
You know, church, what a privilege it is to carry.
Yeah.
Not something, but everything.
Yeah.
To God in prayer.
Yeah.
We got a friend in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He is our everything.
Uh-huh.
365 days of the year.
Yes, sir.
Fear not. For God is with you.
Yeah.
In the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, around that 27th chapter, when God set up captains over the Israelites for 12 months out of a year, that means they had a leader for each month. A leader for each month.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Church, that is a blueprint for our life.
Uh-huh.
When we're having rough times, God is there. When we seem like we wonder what is going on in this world,
well,
God is there.
Amen.
Why? Because he promised to never leave us, nor forsake us.
That's right.
He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
The psalm said, where could I go but to the Lord?
Yes. All right. All right.
Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Needed a friend to go with me to the end.
Yes, sir.
Where could I go but to the Lord? He's there for each and every one of us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So if you're going through something right now, the trials of life, the temptations of life,
well,
look to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He got everything that you need.
That's right. That's right.
He got everything that you need. Like I said, the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, 12 months, a different leader each month. The first month tell us that the leader that God put there was just hold of him.
Huh.
His name means to return to God. See, a lot of us, we need to turn. Return.
Amen.
You hear what I say? Return.
Right.
To God.
Uh-huh.
Return back to our first love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to return back to.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Return to the cross.
That's right.
Like the song say, that at the cross, at the cross.
Yes, sir.
Where I first saw the light.
Yes, sir.
And the burden of my heart. What did you, church? Rolled away.
Amen.
It rolled away.
Amen.
We got to return.
Yes, sir.
To God.
Yeah.
Because he is the only one that can help us in our situation.
Uh-huh.
Let us go back.
Well,
to the old landmark. The second month. Sometimes we feel weak.
Well,
when you're at your weakest, God will be your strength.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
That's right. That's word.
God can handle things that we can't handle.
Amen.
That's why he said, cast all thy cares upon me. For I care for you.
Yes, sir.
God cares for each and every one of us.
Amen. Amen.
So when you're weak, turn to Jesus.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
When it seems like the weight of the world is on your shoulder, turn to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because we all get weak sometimes.
Yes, sir.
If any person tell you they strong all the time, that person is lying to you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We all are susceptible to weakness.
That's right.
But God also made a way out of it.
Yes, sir.
God got it covered.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Everything, God got it covered.
Yes, sir.
In that third month, God has regarded you and will build you back up.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you're down and out and you call on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He won't let you fall.
Mm.
He'll pick you up.
Amen.
Dust you off. That's the type of God I serve.
Yes.
And when I need something fixed in my life, God will make the repairs.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got to pay him. All I got to do is call on him.
Yes, sir.
And he'll fix it for me.
Amen.
Because we all need some repairing in our life.
Yes,
we all need to be fixed.
Amen.
We all got something wrong.
Yes.
We all not going on all cylinders.
Yeah, all right.
You know, you got an 8-cylinder. You know, when you got all 8, everything is moving fine.
Yeah.
But ain't none of us on 8-cylinder.
Yeah, right.
Some of us on 7.
Yeah.
Some of us on 5. Some of us on 4. Some of us on 2. But God can repair.
Amen.
He can repair. He's in the repairing business. Whatever you need, God got it.
Amen.
That fourth month, when you remain just and righteous, God will strengthen you.
Uh-huh.
If you keep your mind stayed on him,
yes, sir.
He will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
He will strengthen you. But your mind got to be stayed on Jesus.
Yes,
you cannot be wavering in your faith. Mm-hmm. You cannot be for God on Tuesday and parting with the devil on Tuesday
Amen.
Night.
Amen.
Y'all thought I was going to say Wednesday. See, we got to take it one day at a time.
All right.
We got to take it one day at a time.
All right.
See, tomorrow ain't promised none of us.
You're right.
We got to take it one day at a time.
Yes, sir.
God will strengthen us. And in that fifth month, God will amaze you with his works of deliverance. How many of you all have been delivered from something?
Amen.
How many of you all, God have blessed you and they have delivered you and you have overcome a situation in your life?
Yes.
How many of you all have done that?
Yes.
He ain't going to put no more on you.
Yes, sir.
Then you come back.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And he will provide a way of escape.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will.
God can deliver. If you put your trust in the problem that we don't trust God enough to deliver us.
Yeah.
We don't trust him enough.
Yeah.
We trust him just enough. When we should be trusting him wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir.
We put our faith in everything else. We put our trust in everything else.
All right.
And we find out we ain't doing but spinning our wheels.
That's right.
When we should have sought God first, then let God guide you into the way he would have you to go. Let God guide you. God can do anything and everything. I dare you to try.
Amen.
I dare you to try at his word. Because he will deliver you. That church, he will deliver you.
Amen.
Whatever you're going through.
Amen.
Whatever you need to cast aside, God will deliver you from it.
Amen.
His word said, and I'm a fool for his word.
Yes, sir.
I trust God at his word.
Yeah.
He told me, try me.
I know.
Try me at my word.
Yes, sir.
And I try him every day of my life.
Yes, sir.
I try his word. Now, God, you said in your word that you were going to do this and you was going to do that.
Uh-huh.
See, ain't nothing wrong with saying that. He tell us to try.
Well.
He tell us to try.
Yes, sir.
And he said, see, don't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
Uh-huh.
In the sixth month, church, some of us need to stir up some things in our life.
Yes, sir.
Some of us need to wake up.
Yes, sir.
Some of us need to wake up and realize the situation going on in our life. Sometimes we got to move some things out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is hindering you,
Amen.
We got to move some things out our way.
That's right.
We don't supposed to let nothing or no one separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
See, when you put other things before God, you are sinning.
That's right.
You can't put nothing before God.
Right.
I love my wife, but she know that God come first.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I love my children, but they know God come first.
Amen. Amen.
And if you seek God first, he'll put everything in
order. That's right.
But you got to seek God first.
Amen.
And a lot of times we put other things before God and they all messed up.
Amen.
Not saying that you don't love your children.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you don't love your wife, you don't love your husband.
Mm-hmm.
But God supersedes all that.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
That's right.
You're right. You're right.
God supersedes all of it.
Right.
Because if you look here, if you pay your tithes, I'm this illustration. If you pay your tithes, God say, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house.
Right.
And if you pay your tithes, you think God gonna allow your children to go hungry? No, he won't.
That's right.
He won't do it. That's not the type of God we serve. That's not the type of God we serve. You pay your tithe. You think God don't want your power bill to get turned off? No. That's not the type of God we serve. We serve a mighty, just, and a righteous God. He said, seek me first. And everything else would be added. A lot of problems, we don't seek God first. We don't seek him first. The 7 month, God would hear our prayer. And he would deliver us from all our situations. Church, we all going through things. Like I said before, I can keep saying it over and over again. If I come to each one of y'all, y'all will tell me something different. Each one of y'all will tell me something different. It might not be what I'm going through. But we all are going through something. God will deliver you if you call upon the mighty name of Jesus. And church, and what we have to do as a church family, we got to bind together. We got to bind together in Christian love. We got to bind together against the enemy. We got to bind together. We got to continue to love one another. In spite of what somebody might say to us. What somebody might feel about us. We still, as a church, we still got to love ye one another. In order for us to be the church that God called us to be, we got to love. We can't have hatred in our heart for our members. We can't have discontentment in our heart for our members. We can't have envy in our heart for each other. We can't have strife in our heart for one another. We can't talk about one another. Because if you talking about somebody in church, you part of it. You talking about yourself. You are talking about yourself. And are you a part of this family? You're a part of it. That's why I don't understand sometimes how families can talk about one another and they part of the same family. I don't understand. I don't understand it sometimes. Why can we talk about each other and we part of the same family? We got to learn how to bind together. Remove our differences. God didn't give us the same mind. We're not going to think alike. But we got to put our differences aside and bind together and continue to preach the hell out of Satan. Get to preach the hell out of this church. I'm telling you right now, they're going to take all of us. If we won't say it now, we got to preach and we got to bind together. Only way Satan get a foothold in here when we stop speaking to one another. When we start envying one another. When we start talking about one another. When we start scandalizing each other's name. That's how Satan get into the church. That's how he get into the church. That's how, that's the only way he can get in. You bring him in. I ain't speaking to you. I ain't thinking about you. Who you think you are? That's how you get in. We bring him in. But we got to bind together, church. We got to bind together. But God is a present help in a time of trouble. He said, will surround you and protect you. That is in the ninth month. In the tenth month, get ready, because your breakthrough is on the way. Get ready. Get ready. For a miracle of God. In that 11th month, out of the mouth of babes, God perfected praise. God has built and will build us up. Then in the 12th month, stay strong. And in due time, God will bring you out. God will not put no more on you than what you can bear. So when the temptation of life come upon you, you just trust in God.
That's right. That's right.
Just trust in God. Sometimes you got to run away from temptation.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes you got to hold slack and run from temptation. Sometimes you got to put the phone down for temptation. Sometimes you got to not text for temptation. Sometimes you got to let it go. Sometimes you got to run away from temptation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's all right, Pastor.
You will have to run sometime.
Amen.
You know something ain't right?
Amen.
Lord, you better take off running the other way. Because if you're not strong enough,
Amen.
You're going to yield
Amen.
To temptation.
All right. Right.
You heard what I say? If you're not strong enough.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of us are still in that baby stage.
Yes, sir.
My, my, my.
A lot of us thinking that we are right. A lot of us thinking that we are strong than we already are.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us are not strong. A lot of us need some work. I need some work.
Mm-hmm.
In the areas of my life, I need some work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all help. I need some work
Amen.
In the areas of my life.
All right.
Some areas I might be strong in, yes, but some areas I'm not as strong.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how it is with all of us.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We all got some limitations.
Yes, sir.
We all can't be two places
yes,
at one time. When life is more than you can bear, God will bring you out. Like David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
I share. Not one. He's making me to lie down in green pastures.
That's right.
He leading me beside the still water.
All right.
Amen. He restores my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on, mama, tell me.
Yeah,
you know I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes,
I will fear no evil.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because thou art with me.
That's right.
Thy rod and thy staff, they do what? They comfort me.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling you, church, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
All right.
Don't fear nobody. Put your trust in God.
Yes, sir.
He may not come when you want it, but he is always on time. He is an on time God.
Yes,
he is.
Yes,
and he ain't going to put no more on you than you could bear. Because he knows just how much we can bear. Because we are our heavenly Father children.
Yes, sir.
And we know that he loves us one and all.
Yes,
yet there are times when we feel we answer another voice and call. But church, if we are willing, the Lord will teach us his voice only to obey, no matter where. And he knows. Yes, he knows just how much we can bear. Church, think of the times when you ask yourself the question down in your heart, now, Lord, what shall I do? Then you confide in your friends and loved ones, but you find out they got trouble too. There's a God, church, who rules the earth and heaven. And don't you forget, for each of us, he cares.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows, yes, he knows just how much we can bear.
Mm-hmm.
So church, I tell you, come here to tell you, though your loads get heavy,
well,
you're never alone to bear it all. Just ask for strength and keep on toiling. Although some teardrops will fall.
Yes, sir.
We have the joy of this, my God assures. Our Heavenly Father will always answer prayer. For he knows, yes, he knows just how much we can bear.
All right. All right.
God is a good God.
Amen.
He's a mighty good God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He knows, church, there's no temptation. There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man.
That's right. That's right.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation always make a way of escape. So if you on the urge of temptation, if you're on the urge of temptation,
well,
doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, if you're on the urge of thinking you know you shouldn't be thinking,
all right, all right.
If you're on the urge of going someplace you know you shouldn't be going, if you're on the urge of saying something you know you shouldn't say, talk to Jesus.
Yes, amen. Sir. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because he'll bring somebody up to you.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be getting on this different conversation. He'll get somebody to call you. See, you finna go somewhere? He'll get somebody to call you. Somebody to call you and tell you, take me there. See, God got a way of escape.
Amen.
God got a way of escape.
Amen. Amen.
God got a way of escape.
Yes, sir.
God got a way of escape. That's if we want to.
Yeah.
That's if we want to.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times we don't want to.
That's it.
But I'm here to tell you to do it. To do it. Don't allow temptation to overtake you. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes, sir.
Look to Jesus, church. Look to Jesus. If you thinking you finna tell somebody off, if you think you finna say something wrong, don't yield to it.
Right.
Don't yield to it. How many times we done said something? Think how many times we done said something that we can't take it back? So many times. How many times we done something in life that we wish we shouldn't have done?
You're right, son. Amen.
Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Both of them. Hey, both feet, too. I kick my feet up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. How many of you been places that you shouldn't be in? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you thought a thought that you shouldn't thought? Amen. Amen. Just a work in progress.
Amen.
Amen. Trying.
That's right.
To reach my goal. And my goal is Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes,
my goal is eternal life. For God I live. For God I die. Over 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
He came down from heaven.
That's right. Thank you, Father.
As a man. To die. For our sin.
Yep. Thank you.
They beat him all night long.
My Lord.
For you and for me.
Yes, sir.
He died.
Yes, he did.
So that we may have a right to the tree of life.
That's right.
He died, church.
Amen.
He died on that old rugged cross.
Amen.
But he had to die.
Yes, sir.
And one thing I love about it, he said, no man take my life.
That's right.
He said, I lay it down. And he said, if I can lay it down, I can pick it back up.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that he picked it back up.
Yes, sir.
On that third day, he got up with all power.
Yes, sir.
In his hand.
Yes, sir.
Making intercession for you and for me.
Yes, sir.
Because church, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
All right.
I'm trying to get there.
All right.
I'm trying to get there. I'm not trying to rush it now.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. I want to get there.
Yes.
I want to see my Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask him, what about some of the things that are going on in his word?
My.
I want to see him face to face.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I want to see him. I want to see him. Him. I want to see the nail print in his hand.
My Lord.
I want to see him. I want to see the. I want to see the face of him that shines so bright.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I want to see him.
Amen.
I'm trying to get there.
Yes, sir.
And you can't block me.
That's right.
You can't stop me.
That's right.
Because I'm trying to get there.
Amen.
I'm trying to get there. I'm on my way.
Amen.
I'm on my way, church. I'm on my way. But I want you to come with me.
Yeah.
I want you to come with me.
Yeah.
I want you to lay your burden down and come with me today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to come with me today. I don't want to be there by myself.
All right.
I want you to be there with me.
All right.
Where we can say hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
I want to see him, church.
Yes, sir.
Face to face.
That's right.
I want to see my Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And I'm striving to see my Jesus. He is the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
He is the bright and morning star.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is my all and my all.
Yes.
So, church.
Yes.
God made a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Of escape.
That's right. That's right.
Whatever we can go through, whatever temptation that come upon us, God can make a way.
Amen.
Of escape. It's in his word.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
The doors of the church is open.
Right.
For Jesus said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house,
yes,
there's many mansions.
That's right.
If it wasn't, I would not have told you.
That's right.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
That's right.
That where I am, ye may be also.
Uh-huh.
Church, God is a...